recorded live.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised. One New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show determined to piss the world off. By shoving a mirror within society's face, he kicks them in the balls. I present to you Louis B. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Yo, welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war on bullshit. We will do anything we can to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept it, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I don't hold my tongue or censor myself. I attack the issues that I don't agree with, and I drag them into the light. I will do anything and everything to expose anything that is corrupt. Now, before we get started with today's show, we're going to be doing news and commentary. Yes, expose it. I'm going to expose it. Today is Wednesday, June 23rd, 2010. And guess what we're going to do? This is the prayer for good radio.
In the name of Jesus, repeat it after me, bitch. I come in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, God Almighty, you know, ruler of heaven and earth and every goddamn thing in between. You understand me now? But you trust in the devil, huh? Well, if God send the devil in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit, then motherfucker, you fucked up, huh? You fucked up, huh? You know your ass is doomed. What you got to speak? If you don't know shit to speak on this topic I'm bringing up, shut your goddamn ass up. Man, I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. It don't matter how you come with me. As you down doing what I'm talking about doing, lawyers and get this book open. Trained in these words to get the poor, the fatherless, and the widows up out of them penitentiaries. If you down with that? You ain't down with that? Shut your goddamn ass up.
That is right. If you're not down with that, shut your goddamn ass up. Yo, we got news and commentary for you. We got, just trying to fix the blog here real quick. It's kind of funny how we bend to private corporations in this country. They usually, they're, when they make a request, our police, everybody say, you know, when they say jump, they say how high. And here's a fine example of what's going on. Activists detained on BP's orders. Everyone knows by now that BP is still blocking press access to oil spill sites, even though they're not supposed to anymore. You know, it's all for the 3 days since four contractors wouldn't let anyone through the Point Aux Chains Marina outside of Montegut, Louisiana. Although, as of June 16th, the federal government was saying helicopters could fly reporters as low as 1,500 feet around spill sites. On June 17th, helicopters were being prohibited from flying below 3,000 feet. And, wow. Now, there was this guy, his name is Drew Whelan, the conservation coordinator for the American Birding Association, was filming himself across the street from the BP building Deepwater Horizon Response Command in Houma, Louisiana, as he explained he was standing in a field that did not belong to the oil company when a police officer approached him and asked him for ID and strongly suggested that he get lost since BP doesn't want people filming. The key, this is basically what he said. I mean, there's a, in fact, I'm going to download the YouTube video. I should have done this before. What the hell is wrong with me? Yeah. There we go. We got, what we got going on here? It's, basically, Whelan, the person filming, am I violating any laws or anything like that? The officer says, not particularly. BP doesn't want people filming. Well, Whelan says, I'm not on their property, so BP doesn't have anything to say about what I do right now. The officer's like, let me explain. BP doesn't want any filming. So all I can really do is strongly suggest that you not film anything right now, if that makes any sense. In fact, I'm going to get the audio, but not really. Shortly thereafter, Willing got in his car and drove away, but soon was pulled over. It was the same cop, but this time he had company. Kenneth Thomas, whose badge, Whelan said, read Chief BP Security. The cop stood by as Thomas interrogated Whelan for 20 minutes, asking him who he worked with, who he answered to, and what was he doing, why was he down here in Louisiana. He phoned Whelan's information into someone. Whelan says Thomas confiscated his Auburn volunteer badge. He recently attended an official Auburn BP bird helper volunteering training and then wouldn't give it back, which sounds like something only a bully in a bad movie would do. Eventually, Thomas let Whelan go. Private security is telling private citizens what to do with supervision of the police. I wouldn't have cooperated. I would have been like, look, I'm not doing nothing illegal. I would have drove off. I would have made the cop arrest me. So then that way I would have had a lawsuit. Didn't do nothing illegal. Ah, wow. So here, let me get the audio for you to listen to. We got the... There you go.
Hey, dude. How you doing? Oh, I'm filming a little segment. I was trying to get in today to talk to a safety officer at BP. So, what's that?
Who are you with?
I'm with the American Birding Association and Ducks Unlimited.
Are you not with BP?
No. Nope. This is private property. I'm pretty sure I'm okay here.
Yeah. It's private property. What's your name?
Andrew Whelan.
Andrew what?
Whelan.
Whelan,
you got money on you? Sure. Am I violating any laws or anything like that?
Not particularly. BP doesn't want people filming.
Well, I'm not on their property, so BP doesn't have anything to say about what I do right now.
Well, let me explain.
Sure.
BP doesn't want any filming.
Uh-huh.
So all I can really do is phone and suggest that you not film anything right now.
Okay. It doesn't really at all. I think the American people want to know what's going on.
Yeah.
Sure. You want to see it? Oh, I don't. It's in the truck.
In the truck?
Yeah.
What's your name? What?
Andrew Whelan.
Whelan?
Yeah, I can spell that for you. It's Whelan.
Whelan?
Yep.
What's your date of birth?
4/21/1975.
4/21/1975?
Mm-hmm.
Andrew, right?
Yep.
Nobody else, Andrew.
I am an official BP volunteer, if that makes any difference. I don't have any warrants.
Okay.
I'm going to be really quick here.
They don't want anybody filming anything, so...
I know, but they don't really have anything to say about me on private property.
All I can do is show you suggest that you don't.
Sure, I understand.
You know what I mean?
Yep, you're just doing your job.
Yep. So, as long as you tell me you ain't gonna work, I'm out of your way.
Okay, cool. You need my state of residence or anything like that? Okay.
Hello, tonight. Have fun.
So, basically, because BP doesn't want something, this guy can't practice his freedoms on public property. He wasn't even on BP property. He was on public property. And now then after this video was shot, the cop with private BP security followed him, pulled him over, was interrogating him for 20 minutes, holding him up. For what? What do they have to hide? and you got police, Louisiana PD, freaking helping them basically intimidate people. You know, you can only have freedoms. I would have made the cop arrest me. I would have had to make the cop arrest me. So that way I would have a lawsuit. I would have sued BP for the 20 mil. Shit. Get the fuck out of here. You know, like I'm a fucking American citizen. Suck a dick. All I gotta say. Anyways, what's next we got here? Now, scientists read your mind better than you can. Brain scans may be able to predict that what you will do better than you can yourself, and might offer a powerful tool for advertisers or health officials seeking to motivate consumers, researchers said on Tuesday. They found a way to interpret real-time brain images to show whether people who viewed messages about using sunscreen would actually use sunscreen during the following week. The scans were more accurate than the volunteers were. Emily Falk and colleagues at the University of California, Los Angeles, reported in the Journal of Neuroscience, "We are trying to figure whether there is a hidden wisdom that the brain contains." Excuse me. Sorry, was hiccuping for some reason. The scans were more accurate than the volunteers were, Emily Falk and colleagues at the University of California, Los Angeles, reported in the Journal of Neuroscience. "We are trying to figure out whether there is a hidden wisdom that the brain contains," Falk said in a telephone interview. "Many people decide to do things, but then don't do them." Matthew Lieberman, a professor of psychology who led the study, added in a statement. "But with the functional magnetic resonance imaging, or fMRI, Falk and colleagues were able to go beyond good intentions to predict actual behavior. fMRI uses a magnetic field to measure blood flow in the brain. It can show which brain regions are more active compared to others, but requires careful interpretation. Falk's team recruited 20 young men and women for their experiment. While in the fMRI scanner, they read and listened to messages about the safe use of sunscreen, mixed in with a lot of messages, so they would not guess what the experiment was about. On day one of the experiment, before the scanning session, each participant indicated their sunscreen use over the prior week, their intentions to use sunscreen in the next week, and their attitudes towards sunscreen. The researchers wrote, "After they saw the messages, the volunteers answered more questions about their intentions and then got a goodie bag that contained, among other things, sunscreen towelettes. A week later, we did a surprise follow-up on whether they had used sunscreen," folks said in a telephone interview. You know, this is fucking dangerous as hell. Now they're gonna use magnetic MRIs to freaking scan my brain and make me do shit, or be able to engineer something that will control my behavior. And you know they're probably gonna put this in televisions, they'll put this in cell phones. I mean, it's already. I mean, you kind of really. You know what? Let me see if I could find the video of Bill Hicks talking about marketing. Ah, here, found it. That was quick. I found the video about him talking about marketing, how dangerous marketing is. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because, as you heard, they're going to use this technology. They're probably going to install it in television sets and in cell phones, or they'll have like a big one in movie theaters, wherever people will go for entertainment or go out, or just put it everywhere to predict Or like in that movie Minority Report, where, you know, his eyes were getting scanned everywhere, so that way they, oh, Mr. Yakamoto, we have the latest da-da-da-da-da-da for you to buy. Direct advertising, you know, personalized direct advertising. How scary is that? And then they'll be able to tailor it to the point, to the fact where, okay, well, we scan his brain, so he's not going to want to do that, but he'll do this. So we'll make money on him doing that. How scary is that? It's damn. Let me get it. Okay. Oh, man. After they saw messages, the volunteers answered more questions about their intentions. And then, after half the volunteers had correctly predicted whether they would use sunscreen, the research team analyzed and reanalyzed the MRI scans to see if they got any brain activity that would do better. Activity in one area of the brain, and particular part of the medial prefrontal cortex, provided the best information. In fact, here's the video of Bill Hicks on marketing. Let me play that for you.
By the way, if anyone here is in advertising or marketing, kill yourself. Thank you. Just a little thought. I'm just trying to plant seeds. Maybe one day they'll take root. I don't know. You try. You do what you can. Kill yourself. Seriously, though, if you are, do. No, really. There's no rationalization for what you do, and you are Satan's little helpers, okay? Kill yourself. Seriously. You're the ruiner of all things good. Seriously. No, this is not a joke. It's going to be a joke coming. There's no fucking joke coming. You are Satan's spawn, filling the world with bile and garbage. You are fucked and you are fucking us. Kill yourself. It's the only way to save your fucking soul. Kill yourself. Plant seeds. I know all the marketing people are going, he's just doing a joke. There's no joke here whatsoever. Suck a tailpipe, fucking hang yourself, borrow a gun from a Yank friend. I don't care how you do it. Rid the world of your evil fucking machinations. Whatever, you know what I mean. I know what all the marketing people are thinking right now, too. Oh, you know what Bill's doing? He's going for that anti-marketing dollar. That's a good market. He's very smart. Oh, man, I am not doing that, you fucking evil scumbags. Oh, you know what Bill's doing now? He's going for the righteous indignation dollar. That's a big dollar. A lot of people are feeling that indignation. We've done research. Huge market. He's doing a good thing. God damn it, I'm not doing that, you scumbags. Quit putting a goddamn dollar sign on every fucking thing on this planet. Ooh, the anger dollar. Huge. Huge in times of recession. Giant market. Bill's very bright to do that. God, I'm just caught in a fucking web. Ooh, the traps dollar. Big dollar. Huge dollar. Good market. Look at our research. We see that many people feel trapped. If we play to them and separate them into the trapped dollar, how do you live like that? I bet you sleep like fucking babies at night, don't you? What'd you do tonight, honey? Oh, we made arsenic childhood food now. Good night. Yeah, we just said, you know, is your baby really too loud? You know. Yeah, the mums will love it, yeah. Sleep like fucking children, don't you? This is your world, isn't it?
Yep. Marketing is evil. God bless Bill Hicks. Love Bill Hicks, man. He prophet. He's a prophet. Oh, crap. He was like, well, before his time, his shit is still relevant. It's still relevant. I mean, he should have a college course on just Bill Hicks. Understanding Bill Hicks. There really should be class. They should teach this in high school. Bill Hicks 101. Bill Hicks 102. Really. I would, you know what? I would help out and freaking write a curriculum. You know, imagine if every child was made to learn to understand Bill Hicks, understand where he was coming from, read the books he's read, see where everything is going. You know how dangerous of a population America would be if we were that informed? Jesus, we would be unstoppable. They wouldn't be able to get over on anything. The world wouldn't be able to get over on us. This planet wouldn't be able to get over on America if that was the case. Bill Hicks, then freaking, you know, George Carlin. Goodness. Freaking just learn about life through those two men. Goodness. Anyways, baby stealers get a pass. Child Protective Services workers exempt from Arizona immigration law. Wow. Support Our Law Enforcement and Safe Neighborhood Act is an official yet seldom used name of Arizona's controversial immigration law, SP 1070. A very thorough analysis of 1070 is presented on the Fact Real website, included at the recent updates, such as the fact that Governor Brewer signed an amendment to SP 1070, HB 2162. And Section 13-2929, entitled Unlawful Transporting, Moving, Concealing, Harboring, or Shielding of Unlawful Aliens, Vehicle Impoundment Exception Classification, the law outlines provisions forbidding several things. The section forbids transporting people if someone knows or disregards the fact that they are aliens in the county illegally. Forbids concealing or harboring or from detection, and forbids encouraging or inducing aliens to come to or reside in the state. Also, any vehicle which is used to violate the section is subject to mandatory vehicle immobilization or impoundment. The penalty for violating the aforementioned laws can be severe, as outlined in Part D. A person who violates this section is guilty of Class 1 misdemeanor and is subject to fine of at least $1,000, except a violation of this section that involves 10 or more illegal aliens is a Class 6 felony, and the person is subject to a fine of at least $1,000 for each alien who is involved. Part C of 13-2929, however, makes an exception to all these laws and penalties. It states, this section does not apply to a Child Protective Service worker acting in the worker's official capacity. Part C also exempts first responders, ambulance attendants, and medical technicians. So transporting illegal aliens, concealing them from detention and arrest, and encouraging them to live in the state with the state-approved foster parents, perhaps, is not illegal if you're a Child Protective Service worker in Arizona. Wow. The later vortex. Yeah. The van's workers use. Yeah, let me. The vans workers use to haul children around cannot be seized or impounded, since they are vehicles which belong to the state anyway. The state seizing them would be quite redundant. Regarding the 10 or more people rule, if 10 kids are taken from a house for, let's say, allegations of abuse, the Child Protective Service worker cannot be charged with a felony for having 10 illegal aliens in the vehicle. Advocates of liberty and limited government are well aware of the horrors and outrageous abuses of the so-called Child Protective Services system across America. States are oftentimes given federal money for each kid they steal from a home. Due process is thrown out of the window entirely, with families being torn apart before charges are filed. And we know that for sure because it happened to Christie. Charges weren't even filed until Monday, and yet they took her kids away. No due process, nothing. No, just an anonymous complaint. Saying, oh, she's doing this to her kids. By the way, if you're listening to this, we have a chip in talking about Christy Chippen. It's her legal defense fund. She's going to beat these charges because there is no evidence. The children say that she didn't do anything. And, I mean, they're in foster care, and they're freaking dressing her two daughters, her two minor daughters, like hookers. And they're feeding them crap, and they got dead eyes. It's like, damn. They need to go back home with their mother where they belong. Not freaking, you know. And you know, and if you're, especially if you're a single guy like me, it would be in your best interests to get rid of Child Protective Services, or at least overhaul it to the point where it's being run correctly, where there's no, where there is due process, where they have to file charges before they take kids away, instead of putting them in places where they get raped, they end up in a place worse than where they came from. Because guess what? They're taking tax dollars out of your wallet to do this crap. I mean, on that basis alone, they're taking money out your pocket, out of your check, which could be used for much more useful things for children, if you're going to use it for children, much more useful things than stealing them from their families over unsubstantiated claims. Anyways, back to the article. Oh, man. And before even an arrest or indictment is made, much less a conviction by a jury in a court of law, news reports nationwide acknowledge that once the children are stolen from their natural families, they are oftentimes abused, molested, drugged up, and sometimes even killed while in custody of the state. It's a shame that Arizona, in typical statist fashion, offers exceptions to socialist family-destroying busybodies in SP 1070, its constantly touted tough-on-crime bill. It's disgusting. It's fucking disgusting. Anyways, we're going to take a quick break. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show, kicking the issues in the balls.
Would you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
This podcast is proud to be a part of the Blueberry Network. Find freshly picked podcasts just for you at blueberry.com. That's blueberry, no ease, .com.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach, Monday through Friday, 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. Central, only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials. No more busy signals, waiting on hold, or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order, which you can redeem for prices. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points. Only from Delivery.com. Believe it or not, you could get a professional custom logo designed for under $50. Logo Nerds provides small businesses affordable logos custom made to your specifications. And satisfaction is always guaranteed. The Logo Nerds banner on CrutchShotRadio.com and get a logo done for $27.
Back to the Crack Shot Radio Show. We're going to take a quick musical break. This is Low Key with his song, Abomination.
This track is not an attack upon the American people. It's an attack upon the system within which they live. Since 1945, the United States has attempted to overthrow more than 50 foreign governments. In the process, the U.S. has caused the end of life for several million people and condemned many millions more to a life of agony and despair. The strength of your dreaming prevents you from reason. The American dream only makes sense if you're sleeping. It's just a cruel fantasy. Their politics took my voice away, but their music gave it back to me. The land where they're lumping are consumed by consumption, killing themselves to shovel down food in abundance. I guess a rapper from Britain is a rare voice. America is capitalism on steroids. Natives kept in casinos and reservations. This place slaves never given reparations. Take everything from Native Americans and wonder why I call it the racist experiment. Afraid of your melanin, the same as it's ever been. That ain't gonna change with the race of the president. I see imperialism under your skin tone. You could call it Christopher Columbus syndrome.
Is it a war station or an abomination? Is it a war station or an abomination? Is it a war station or an abomination? Doesn't make any difference when they form your nation. Is it a war station or an abomination?
Entertainer, the world's devastator, from Venezuela to Mesopotamia. Your cameras lie because they have to hide the savage crimes committed on leaders that happen to try and nationalize eating competitions while the world's been starving. Beat up communism with the help of Bin Laden. Where would your war of terror be without that man? Every day you create more Nidal Hassan. Killer man from the military, you're a weirdo. But killer wog from the Middle East, you're a hero. Your country is causing screams that never reach your ear holes. America inflicted a million ground zeros. Follow the dollar and swallow your humanity. Soldiers committing savagery you never even have to see. Those mad at me writing emails angrily. I'm not anti-America, America is anti-me. What matters more is the policies. I lost my patience. Stop debating, bringing race into the conversation. Occupation and cooperation equals profit making. It's over, people wake up from the dream now. Nobel Peace Prize, Jay-Z on speed. That was the substance within, not the color of your skin. Are you the puppeteer or the puppet on the string? So many believed it was instantly gonna change. There was still Dennis Ross, Brzezinski and Robert Gates. What happened to Chaz Freeman? What happened to Tristan Anderson? It's a machine that keeps that man breathing. I have the heart to say what all these other rappers aren't.
Words like Iraq, Palestine, Afghanistan.
The war's on and you morons were all wrong. I call Obama a bomber because those are your thumb.
Welcome back. Yeah, that was Low Key with his song Obama Nation. We got some more news up in here. Yeah, this is from the AP. New York law will be the first to take DNA from all criminals. Governor David Patterson has proposed roughly doubling New York's DNA database to include samples from even low-level offenders, making it the first in the nation to broadly collect and use that evidence to solve crimes and exonerate people wrongly convicted. That's what they say, but you know what? I mean, look, why can't they just use the DNA of the people that they've already captured? They confirm it. This is just more example of you're guilty till proven innocent. So they're just going to take your DNA for doing low-level crap just to see if you committed more crimes. I mean, and this is just so freaking 1983. Well, 1984, excuse me. New York's law would require adding about 48,000 samples a year to a laboratory system that state officials say is capable of handling the extra work with no current backlogs. You think it would be a huge explosion, but we have samples on so many people that recommit crimes already. It's the old rule of criminals, don't specialize, said Sean Byrne, acting commissioner of the Division of Criminal Justice. In fact, if anybody wants to call in, here's the number we got.
Call the Crotch Shot Radio Show now at 724-444-7444. Call ID 23980.
If anybody wants to comment on what the hell is going on, crap. State police now have DNA samples from 356,000 people convicted of felonies and certain misdemeanors, including petty larceny and endangering the welfare of a child. The database began in 96 with the genetic material from killers and sex predators and has been expanded three times. So, of course, you know, they're probably not going to do this with a warrant. They're going to be like, well, you're arrested, so, you know, you get to just take your DNA because you're already in the system. I mean, don't we still have rights, though? I mean, I know people are like, well, then don't commit a crime if you don't want your DNA. That's not the point. The point is, this has already been expanded, so says the article. Well, who's going to say it's not going to be expanded? Well, if you give birth in a New York City hospital or a New York hospital, your DNA is going to be taken just in case. And you know, they're going to say, oh, well, if you turn up missing, that way we have DNA. Like it has a freaking homing beacon on it. The only way they need DNA to find someone is if they find a dead body and they got to match it. But, you know, they're going to expand it. Oh, well, in order to get a job nowadays, you need to get your, you need to have the DNA in the system. You know, because already to be a security guard in New York, to get your security guard license, you need to have your fingerprints with the FBI and at One Police Plaza, which is the NYPD headquarters. I mean, this is just so dangerous. I mean, if we allow this to happen, who's to stop them, again, from expanding it to people who don't commit crimes, who haven't committed a crime? They're just going to be like, well, we just need you in the system so that way we can rule you out. Oh, well, why don't you try ruling me out if I'm a suspect? And then, if you have a warrant. And then, and only then, if my lawyer or I, if I'm specialized in the law, if I'm not able to defeat it. Because even with a warrant, I still believe you shouldn't have to give a DNA. Even with a warrant, I think you should fight it. Continue fighting it. I mean, how the fuck do they expect you to give you something to incriminate yourself? Who's to say, especially with the police freaking loving to plant evidence on people, who's to say they wouldn't take your DNA, swap it on the crime scene, and be like, oh, we found it. Because you know how lazy they are. They don't want to find the real person. Sometimes they just want to close the case. It's not about justice. Police are not out for justice anymore. They just want to close the case, collect their check, go home, and say fuck off to your freedom. I mean, really, remember everybody, the police are not there to protect you. They're not. They're there to protect businesses, and they're there to arrest you if you commit a crime. So it's in your best interest to protect yourself legally. You know, make sure you have a lawyer on speed dial. Make sure you're, I mean, unless you're educated in the law to defend yourself, I would highly encourage anyone to do that, to get that done. Anyways, moving on. This is from the Martin Hill of LibertyFight.com. Did Obama concede that Arizona SP 1070 is the settled law of the land? After President Obama met with Mexico's President Felipe Calderon at the White House May 9th, which pissed me the fuck off. That pissed me the fuck. Who the fuck is Felipe Calderon talking? Who the fuck is Obama letting Felipe Calderon talk a gang of shit on American soil? I swear to God, how come one of those freaking reporters be like, yo, asshole, what? No. Shut your mouth. These are American laws. And then we got Felipe Calderon telling Obama what he can and can't do with the U.S. military on our soil. And he's like, oh, you better not be using those U.S. military guys to enforce your laws. No, because it's Felipe Calderon's best interest that all the riffraff from his country come into our country. Anyway, the fuck Felipe Calderon. Moving on. Felipe Calderon at the White House May 19th, he later met with Arizona's governor, Jan Brewer, on June 3rd. Obama had previously referred to Arizona's recently signed legislation, SB 1070, as misguided, and Brewer emerged from the private meeting with the president stating, in part, we agreed to try to work together in order to find some solution. We know we're not going to agree on certain issues until other issues are worked out. I explained to him exactly what my convictions were when I followed that through the legislator to make absolutely sure that there was no racial profiling. News outlets have reported that Mexicans are fleeing en masse from Arizona weeks before the immigration law goes into effect. Yeah, you better. I mean, even though there's some freaking hinky shit with the Arizona law, which has to make the cops, it's not so much racial profiling. There is no racial profiling in there. But what there is in the bill is, let me see your papers. I need to see your papers, sir. I'm an American. You don't need to see my papers. Let me see your papers. I don't want to see. I don't need. Bzz, brap, brap, brap. You tased. You got tased, bro. Anyways, in reality, Obama did not say that SB 1070 was the settled law of the land, respecting the Arizona legislative sovereign decision. Instead, the Obama administration will file suit to challenge the Arizona law. My point of bringing up a phrase is to examine the term, is settled law of the land. If someone having a dispute or disagreement and is going to take it to an adjuncture or court, they would state that they have a conflict, a disagreement, that it would be decided at a future time. If, however, they are pleased with the current situation as it stands and have no opposition to the status quo, they would therefore state that the matter is settled. John Roberts, the allegedly conservative pro-life Republican appointed to the U.S. Supreme Court by George Bush, stated that Roe v. Wade is not only the settled law of the land, but beyond that, it's settled as a precedent of the court entitled to respect under principles of stare, and those principles applied in the Casey case. the Casey case, explain when cases should be revisited and when they should not. And it is settled as a president of the court, yes. For pro-life Republicans to contort that the conclusion that Roberts is the least bit interested in addressing or overturning Roe v. Wade is wildly beyond naive and ignorant. Dr. John Wilk, touted as a pro-life icon by Catholic Answers Radio, argued that just that point, when I call, well, when, I'm again reading the article from Martin Hill, when Martin Hill called their show a few weeks ago, in an absurd display of cowardice and intellectual dishonesty, Catholic Answers then edited out the entire phone call from their archives, sending it down the memory hole. Words mean something for pro-life Republicans and libertarians to allege that people such as Roberts, along with the Republican establishment, will overturn Roe v. Wade is an absurd and baseless allegation with nothing to substantiate it. Yep, there you go. So, oh man. So, yeah, well, what else we got here, which, again, is falling under the no-shit file. It's like more like, duh, we knew it was going to happen. Costly U.S. health care falls short. No shit, really? Because Obama's taxing everyone to hell, taxing all these businesses to hell, so people don't have a job, can't afford to pay into it. So if you can't pay into the system, then what the hell are you going to do? Mm-hmm. If you have a lot of people out of work, what are you going to do? This is from the Washington American Free Press. The U.S. healthcare system is the costliest in the world, but underperforms relative to many other industrialized nations. You know, I really don't believe that. I mean, really think about it. I mean, we have privatized healthcare here, as opposed to socialized healthcare. France is trying to privatize their healthcare because they can't afford it any longer. Canadians have to come to America for our privatized health care because they can't afford prenatal care. They can't afford to take care of pregnant women in Canada. They make people wait years, and you know they can't afford it. They tax on people on tax in Toronto, which I am planning on going to. I want to check out Toronto. Why not? Just see what's going on over there. See, like, check out a Canadian city. Like, hey, what's up? I'm in a foreign country. Start an international incident. Like, your mother. Anyways, the report by the Commonwealth Fund, a private foundation focused on health, updated its comparison of the U.S. medical care system to those in Australia, Canada, Germany, the Netherlands, New Zealand, and Britain. The U.S. system ranks last, or next to last, on five dimensions of a high-performance health system: quality, access, efficiency, equity, and healthy lives, the report said. But the study, an update to three prior reports, noted that the newly enacted health reform legislation in the U.S. will start to address these problems by extending coverage and helping close those gaps in coverage. The most notable way the U.S. differs from other countries is the absence of universal health insurance coverage, it said. Again, Canadians have to come here for care. It's well known. It's well documented. Canadians have to wait long, usually die waiting for life-saving surgeries and treatments. Whereas over here, you got the money, boom, you're in, you're out. You got it. I mean, unfortunately, yeah, people don't have money, but that's because all the jobs are going to India and China. You bring back the jobs. You bring back jobs that have benefits where a lot of more people are working and they're paying into it. There's going to be more money for health care. I mean, seriously, that's how insurance works. When a group of people are paying for something, there is enough money to go around to pay for everyone's health care. But what Obama's done, he sabotaged that. He made sure that he overly regulated the health industry, so that way now they're going to have to raise the prices, and people can't afford them, and since jobs are going away, they can't afford these high-ass premiums to get health care. So people do without, because they can't get it. They get sick. And, I mean, look, Rush Limbaugh, I don't agree with him all the time, but what he did say was, hey, what's going to happen under this bill, that people are not going to buy any health insurance. They're just going to wait until they get hurt, and boom, they're already accepted. I mean, come on. Health insurance is a business. Yeah, it's fucked up. It has its flaws. Everything has its flaws. But I'd rather have private insurance than public insurance. Because you know what? I have family that has Medicare or Medicaid or New York State Medicaid, and they have to wait. They have to wait, and they get crappy care because they're like, well, you know, this life-saving thing is gonna, we can't afford it. So we're gonna give you the next worst thing. Because we can't even afford the worst thing. We have to afford the even worse. The worser. There's even a term. A worser. If you deny the Holocaust and think there is a monster population of Luke Rakowski rat peoples all over you, you shouldn't go to Canada. Well, I don't deny the Holocaust. I do believe the Holocaust happened. Shit, man. I was at the Holocaust Museum. I saw all them shoes. I mean, and on top of that, I mean, it wasn't just Jews that died in the Holocaust. There were Jehovah's Witnesses that died there, the gays. Of course there was a Holocaust. You shouldn't go. Wait a minute. If you deny the Holocaust and think... Oh... Well, I guess he didn't like the fact that I didn't deny the Holocaust. Got someone just wrote, if you deny the Holocaust and think there is a monster population of Luke Rakowski rat peoples all over, you shouldn't go to Canada. Luke Rakowski rat? I don't even know what the fuck. I don't even get that. Well, Luke is not Jewish, so... Calling him a Jew would just friggin' get me called anti-Semitic if I get called. You're like, Luke's Jewish. Anti-Semite! Yeah, shit, I don't think the Jews would want Luke Rakowski. He's actually Aryan looking, in my opinion. He looks like the type of dude that would put a Jew in a fucking gas chamber. Well, anyways... We got like 9 minutes left to the show. Healthcare is costing a shitload of money now already. People are being taxed. What else we, you know. It's, I'd like to thank everyone for listening. Tomorrow we're going to be right back doing the same freaking thing. Got news and commentary. Please help us out by going to crutchoutradio.com/store. In fact, just surf through the site. Tell your friends to surf through the site. Tell your friends to listen. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Zune, Zencast, everywhere. You know, just Google. Google that. So, man. In fact, here's the last article we got here. What we got? What else we got going on here? Oh damn! Why did I just delete? Shit! Yeah, last article we got here. California town to lay off all city employees. Waiting for that to get on here. Oh, man. Oh, we're screwed, dude. I mean... Yep. Economic hard times are causing many municipalities to look for ways to reduce their payrolls, but none has taken it as far as the town of Maywood, California. On Monday night, the Maywood City Council voted unanimously to fire all 100 city employees and contract out most services, including record keeping, street maintenance, and parks and maintenance, to the neighboring town of Bell. "We will become a 100% contracted city," Maywood interim city manager stated. "Even the Maywood Police Department will be disbanded. Those services will be provided by the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, since a proposal earlier this month to merge Mayfield's Police Department with that of Bell was met with angry protests by Bell residents. It was the police department that largely got Maywood into its current financial troubles last month. The town was informed by the California Joint Powers Insurance Authority that it would no longer be able to obtain liability insurance, largely as a result of the excessive claims filed against the police. According to the Los Angeles Times, the insurance authority's action is yet another blow for the predominantly Latino city of 45,000 residents, densely packed into about a 1.2 square mile in the heavily industrial southeast part of Los Angeles County. Officials estimated about half of the city's residents are illegal immigrants. 4 years ago, the department faced a political outcry when it became running checkpoints that resulted in hundreds of cars being taken away from unlicensed illegal immigrants, the Times explains. The checkpoint sparked a political movement that brought a new council that was more sympathetic to illegal immigrants, but Maywood was back in the headlines when it declared itself a sanctuary city for illegal immigrants, making the town a target of conservative talk radio and TV news shows. See, that's what you get. That is what you get. You can't do nothing right. You can't do nothing right, you jerks. This is how dumb you people are. This is how dumb liberals are. See, you allow illegal immigrants to come in who are not paying into this, who are not paying into anything. They're not contributing anything to society. So now you don't got no money for cops. You don't got no money to pay your city workers. You got no money to do anything. Now we got Americans out of jobs because you want to be a sanctuary city because you want to be nice. Like, are you serious? Anyways, I'd like to thank everyone for listening to the Crotch Shot Radio Show. This has been Louis B. saying, fuck the New World Order. And if you can't accept that, then fuck you too. We're going to be ending with low-key Obamanation.
This track is not an attack upon the American people. It's an attack upon the system within which they live. Since 1945, the United States has attempted to overthrow more than 50 foreign governments. In the process, the U.S. has caused the end of life for several million people and condemned many millions more to a life of agony and despair. The strength of your dreaming prevents you from reason. The American dream only makes sense if you're sleeping. It's just a cruel fantasy. Their politics took my voice away, but their music gave it back to me. The land where they're lumping are consumed by consumption, killing themselves to shovel down food in abundance. I guess a rapper from Britain is a rare voice. America is capitalism on steroids. Natives kept in casinos and reservations. This place slaves never given reparations. Take everything from Native Americans and wonder why I call it the racist experiment. Afraid of your melanin, the same as it's ever been. That ain't gonna change with the race of the president. I see imperialism under your skin tone. You could call it Christopher Columbus syndrome. Is it a war station or an abomination? Is it a war station or an abomination? Is it a war station or an abomination? Doesn't make any difference when they bomb your nation. Is it a war station or an abomination? Doesn't make any difference when they bomb your nation. entertainer, the world's devastator, from Venezuela to Mesopotamia. Your cameras lie cause they have to hide the savage crimes committed on leaders that happen to try and nationalize eating competitions while the world's been starving. Beat up communism with the help of Bin Laden. What would your war of terror be without that man? Every day you create more Nidal Hassan's killer man from the military. You're a weirdo, a killer wog from the Middle East. You're a hero, your country is causing screams that never reach your ear holes. America inflicted a million ground zeros. Follow the dollar and swallow your humanity. Soldiers committing savagery you never even have to see. Those mad at me, writing emails angrily. I'm not anti-America, America is anti-me. What matters more is the policies. I lost my patience. Stop debating, bringing race into the conversation. Occupation and cooperation equals profit making. It's over, people wake up from the dream now. Nobel Peace Prize, Jay-Z on speed. That was the substance within, not the color of your skin. Are you the puppeteer or the puppet on the string? So many believed it was instantly gonna change. There was still Dennis Ross, Brzezinski and Robert Gates. What happened to Chaz Freeman? What happened to Tristan Anderson? It's a machine that keeps that man breathing. I have the heart to say what all these other rappers aren't.
Words like Iraq, Palestine, Afghanistan.
The war's on and you morons were all wrong. I call Obama a bomber cause those are your thumbs.